So what does this contest mean to you, winning that? The fact that you've been in several years, you've won this. How has this helped you?
This contest has helped me. It was actually my very first speech contest to go to, so it was able to help prepare me for spring contest and other contests as well. So it does mean a lot to me because it has prepared me for other events.
You think this is a good event that to help you in other areas of your life?
Yes, sir, I do, because not only is public speaking helping me with the FFA, but it's also helping me to meet other friends within the FFA and also just to gain other personal skills that I'll use throughout my life.
So give me some of the things you talked about today in your winning speech.
In my speech, mainly my topic is David and Goliath, and how David was taking on a huge giant, and as agriculturists, we're taking on a huge giant, which is the uneducated consumers in our population that doesn't know about agriculture.
So how do we educate those folks who don't know about agriculture?
The ways to educate others about agriculture, one that we can use is social media through how AFR has Farm News and Views. We can use that, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We can use all of those to educate and advocate for agriculture.
You think there's a good future for agriculture?
Yes, sir, I do believe there is a good future.
Why do you think that?
Because I believe that as young agriculturists and being involved with the AFR and going to speech contests like this, we're learning what we need to know to take on the anti-agricultural groups or the Goliaths. And I believe that we are the future because we're learning all this now and we have all this positive information that we can relate to our society and our community.